Our passage this morning is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44 through 52.
马太福音第13章44到52节。我来以华语来念。Those that read in English, you can look at the PowerPoint. 天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地变卖一切所有的，买那块地。天国又像买卖人寻找好珠子，看见一颗重价的珠子，就变卖他一切所有的，买那颗珠子。天国又像网撒在海里，聚拢了各样的水族，网系满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来，从一人中把二人分别出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必有哀哭切齿了。耶稣说，这一切的话你们都明白了吗？他们说，我们明白了。他说，凡文士受教做天国的门徒，就像一个家族从他的家，从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。让我们来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们把以下的时间交托，愿主你的灵在我们当中光照我们，叫我们的心是开的，叫我们能够领受你的话语，叫我们能够明白，我们也能够行出来，也能够把你的福音传开。我们将这一切祈求祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。弟兄姐妹，新年快乐。
Brothers and sisters, Happy Lunar New Year.
你们有家人、亲戚、朋友来你们的府上拜年吗？
Did many of you have family members, relatives, or friends visit with you at your homes?
有吗？
Anyone?
啊，有一些有，有些没有哈。那相信如果是有的话呢，那一定是你们会去打扫一番，把你们的家弄得喜气洋洋，对吗？
So I believe those of you who have visitors would have cleaned up your house and actually taken up the festivities in your homes up a notch, right?
你们有打扫吗？
Anyone? Spring cleaning?
好像没有什么反应。你们不打扫，人家就来了。
So you guys are happy to have visitors come over?
你们很勇敢。
Okay.
那我相信呢，不管你们是从布置啦、设计啦、装饰啦、摆设啦，一定是弄到漂漂亮亮，希望给大家他们访客来的时候呢，有一个你想要表达的这样的一个印象，对吗？
So I guess for those who have, I guess from the design, the layout, the decorative displays, I think the intention is to leave the visitors with an impression that you had intended for them to leave with.
那作为一个教育工作者呢，其实他的用意也是一样的。
I think an educator, in fact, is very much the same.
不管是每一堂课，或者是每一篇的讲道。
Be it every lesson, every class, every lecture.
就像是一个家主呢，邀请一个客人来到他自己所精心预备的一个地方。
It's akin to a head of household inviting a guest into his house, something that he has very carefully and meticulously prepared for.
让人家到来的时候呢，不管是每一个看到的东西也好，听到的信息也好，或者是离开以后记忆中的回想都好，都是蕴含着这个讲员，这个教育工作者呢，希望达到的一个预期的效果。
And therefore, each event that you have witnessed, each message that you have heard after you have departed, when you recollect from your memories, should hopefully encapsulate and capture the effect which was intended by the speaker.
我想马太在写这个马太福音的时候呢，是用同样的心思去写的。
I believe Matthew had the same mindset when he was writing the Gospel of Matthew.
可以这么说吧，马太呢已经完成了耶稣在这里所托付给他的这个使命。
I think we can say that Matthew had completed the mission which Jesus had entrusted him with.
就是凡文士受教成为天国的门徒呢，就要像一个家主一样，从他的库里拿出新旧的东西来。
Therefore, every expert in the law who has been trained for the kingdom of God is like the owner of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and old.
所以当马太邀请我们到他的家的时候呢，就把他的新的啦、旧的啦、所有的珍藏呢，哇，都摆放出来了。
So therefore, when Matthew invites us into his house, he displays, he brings everything out, both new and old out of his treasure box.
这里所讲的旧的东西呢, 就是他对于旧约的认识。
And the old here refers to his knowledge of the Old Testament.
新的东西呢, 就是关于他对耶稣的认识。
And the new refers to his understanding of Jesus.
当这个新的东西, 旧的东西 摆放在一起的时候呢, 就可以温故知新。
So when you put both these together, you would allow you to gain new insights to the reviewing the past.
所以今天呢, 大家回到主的家, 今天来拜年。
So this morning, we all come and pay God's home a Chinese New Year visit.
我又是这个家的仆人。
And Pastor Xiaohui is a servant of this home.
我今天有一个很重要的任务。
And he has a very important mission this morning.
我必须回到这个马太福音那边。
And he has to go back to the Gospel of Matthew.
从那边呢, 不管是新的宝贝也好, 旧的宝贝也好, 我今天都带来了。
And he has brought both the old and the new treasures for this morning.
你们准备好了吗?
Are you guys ready?
想看好东西吗?
You should see something spectacular?
好像没有什么反应, 走了走了,
Let's call it a day.
文龙不要拉住我, 不要拉住我。 你们想看吗? 想准备好了哈。 OK, 我们先来看旧的东西。
Okay, let's review the old.
马太里面的古董宝藏, 其实所形容的就是旧约里面的天国。
And this old treasure, this antique treasure in the Gospel of Matthew refers to the kingdom of heaven in the Old Testament.
那天国这个东西不是耶稣发明出来的。
And this kingdom of heaven was not some new innovation cooked up by Jesus.
不是什么新花样。
It's not something fancy, new.
因为其实以色列本身本来就是要彰显这个天国的样貌。
Because Israel's original mission was to actually manifest, reveal the manifestation of this kingdom of heaven.
早在神对亚伯拉罕讲话的时候就是如此了。
And it was so when God said this to Abraham.
我要使你成为大国。
I will make you into a great nation.
我必赐福给你, 叫你的名为大, 你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless you, I will make your name great so that you exemplify divine blessings.
因为是这样的一个国家呢, 所以他就说, 凡 祝福你的, 我就赐福给他, 诅咒你的, 我就诅咒, 诅咒他。
And because it's such a country, he says, I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who treat you lightly, I must curse.
重点在这里, 地上的万族, 都要因你得福。
And therefore, all the families of the earth will bless one another by your name.
所以我们要想, 到底什么是天国? 什么是天国?
So what do we think about this kingdom of heaven? What exactly is it?
所谓的天国呢, 顾名思义, 就是属于神的国。
So this kingdom of God, this kingdom of heaven is in fact is simply a kingdom belonging to God.
一个国是否属于神呢? 并不在乎他的产业啦, 名号啦, 疆土啦, 或者是任何的占有权, 不是这些。
So whether or not a kingdom belongs to God is not determined by its assets, its titles, territories, or possessions.
天国不是说要插一个神的旗在那边呢, 才叫做天国, 不是。
It's not defined by simply a flagpost belonging to God.
重点是人的心, 是不是愿意活出神的旨意?
And the critical point is being whether the heart of man is willing to live out God's will.
所以不管是哪里, 不论是哪里, 最重要的是, 只要有人, 他愿意把神的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上的时候呢, 那就是天国。
Therefore, regardless of where about on earth, where men carry out God's will, as it is in heaven, there it is the kingdom of heaven.
当天国实现出来, 彰显出来的那一刻的时候呢, 效果就是像神对亚伯拉罕这么说的, 天国就是要使万人得福。
And therefore, when the kingdom of heaven is manifested, the effect and impact will be similar to the covenant that God had made with Abraham. The true kingdom of heaven is God's people becoming a blessing to others.
我再说一次, 真正的天国就是神的子民能够使别人
Now let me repeat, the true kingdom of heaven is people becoming a blessing to others.
我们要问一个问题, 天国怎么使别人得祝福呢?
So how do we equate this kingdom of heaven with blessing to others?
因为在天国的世界里面, 就是人与人的关系和好。
Because the realm of the kingdom of heaven is all about harmonious relationships between men.
人与世界的关系和好。
Harmonious relationships between men and the world.
人与上帝的关系和好,
harmonious relationships between men and God.
这就是天国。
And this is the kingdom of heaven.
所以在以赛亚书里面这么形容, 他说, 必有许多的国的民来到我们这里, 说我们要登耶和华的山, 我们要奔雅各神的殿。
And therefore, in the book of Isaiah, it says, many people will come and say, come, let us go up to the Lord's mountains, to the temple of the God of Jacob.
为什么他们要去那里呢? 为什么要到这个国呢?
And why do they have to go there?
因为他说神必把他的道教训我们,我们要行他的路。
So that he could teach us the requirements and that we can follow his standards.
为什么要这么做呢? 为什么要去学这个路, 学这样的一个教训呢?
So why do we have to go learn these requirements and to follow these standards?
因为他要在列国中施行审判, 有许多的在国民里面断定是非。
Because he would judge disputes between nations, he would settle cases for many people.
而当神这么做的时候，他说他们就要把他们的刀打为犁头，把他们的枪打为镰刀。
And by so doing, they would beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
当天国来到的时候，这国必不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事了。
And when the kingdom of heaven is here, it says the nations will not take up sword against other nations, and they will no longer train for war.
所以以赛亚说：“来，我们要。” 成为这个天国，我们要活出这个天国。他说，就在我让我们在神的光明中行走吧。
And therefore, the book of Isaiah says, "Let's live out this kingdom of heaven and walk in the light."
弟兄姐妹，人与人的关系和好。
Brothers and sisters, harmonious relationships between men.
人与世界的关系和好。
Relationships harmoniously between men and the world.
人与上帝的关系和好。
Harmonious relationships between God and men.
这就是世界的梦想。
And this is the dream of the world.
这个世界是你的梦想吗?
And is this your dream as well?
你真的希望这样的事情发生吗?
Do you really want to see this happen?
真正的天国就是神的子民愿意活出神这样的一个旨意来，一个梦想出来。
And the true kingdom of heaven is people of God willing to live God, live out God's will willingly.
使一切的关系都能够和好。
And basically to make all relationships harmonious.
而只有这样才是说真的能够成为别人的祝福。
And therefore, by so doing, can we truly become blessings to others?
弟兄姐妹，不要以为这个天国。 的世界是离我们很遥远的，或者是很抽象的事情，绝对不是。
Brothers and sisters, please do not think that the kingdom of heaven is very far removed from us or is a very abstract notion.
我承认有时候我们很难想象一个破碎的关系是怎么，你可能觉得不可能，一个破碎的关系怎么可能和复合呢？怎么可能和好呢？你可能觉得很难。
I think I do concede from time to time that it's difficult for us to imagine how broken relationships can be reconciled.
所以因为我们觉得好像非常困难，是我们自己的信心软弱，我们就把天国当成啊，这个只是理想而已啦，不可能发生的事。
And therefore, when we think that it's really difficult, our faith is weak, and we think that this kingdom of heaven is something that's impossible to achieve.
可是当我们如果是真的是这么想的时候， 反而是我觉得我们没有听到什么是福音。
But if we really think in this manner, therefore we actually are not hearing the gospel right.
或者是我们听到了，我们不敢相信。
But or perhaps we have actually heard the gospel, but we dare not believe.
可是弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你一个新的东西。
Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something new.
这个新的东西我要拿出来了。
And this is something new I'll bring out.
那就是天国就在眼前。
This kingdom of heaven is right in front of us.
天国就在眼前。
The kingdom of heaven is right in front of us.
只是我们所看到的呢，只是天国现在的现值，而我们要从天国现在的现值呢，看到最后天国的终值。
I think the issue is we're only seeing the present value of this kingdom of heaven in its current state, and what we need to do is to see beyond and look at the future value of this kingdom of heaven.
什么叫做现值, 什么叫做终值呢?
So what exactly is this present value, future value?
耶稣就在当时用了大家听得懂的一个比喻来告诉他们。
And Jesus utilized a methodology, something that we're very familiar with, a parable to teach us.
就在同样的一章里面, 耶稣这样形容, 天国就像一个芥菜种, 有人拿去种在田里。
And in the same chapter, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field.
那这个芥菜种当然其实是当时候他们所认知里面百种里面最小的一个种子。
And back then, obviously, this mustard seed is the smallest of the seeds available.
可是当你看它长大的时候呢，却比其他的菜类呢都还要大，变成一个树，天上的飞鸟都要寄宿在它的枝上。
But when it has grown, it's the greatest garden plant and becomes a tree so that the wild birds and nest come and nest in its branches.
现值只是一个芥菜种子。
the present value is just this mustard seed.
可是最后的种子呢, 却大到好, 园中里面最大的一棵树。
And the future value becomes a tree where it's big enough for many birds to come and nest.
弟兄姐妹, 天国 就在眼前,
Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of heaven is right in front of us.
这个天国的种子早就已经出现了, 就在我们眼前。
This seed has been in front of us all this time.
可是差别是不是是我们有没有能够分辨从这个种子看到最后的终止是什么?
I think the crux being whether we have this capability to see from this mustard seed how it becomes this humongous tree at the end of the day.
要去分辨从现值看到终值，这个是一个很不容易的事情。
To be able to assess and project future values from present values is not something very easy to do.
特别是如果这个东西是它是会不断翻倍的，一直倍增的，我们有时候就看不到那个价值。
And this is particularly so when the appreciation, the increase happens by continuous compounding.
如果你在20年前，你用1000块钱买这个 Amazon 的股票。
So, say 20 years ago, you had the great fortune of investing in Amazon's IPO.
如果你20年前用1000块买 Amazon的股票呢?
So, 20 years ago, if you invested $1,000 in Amazon's IPO,
20年后的今天, 你的那个1000块就变成120万了。
So, 20 years later, today, it's worth $1.2 million.
也就是说, 1块钱呢, 可以变成1200块, 增值了1200倍。
So $1 becomes $1,200, so it's a 1,200 times increase.
试问当时候20年前有谁能够从那个种子，那个就可以预测得到20年后的价值呢？ 谁能够呢？
So we can ask how many were able to foresee back then 20 years ago what the value of the seed is worth today.
所以如果说，哎。 现在有时光机，我给你回去20年前，你会怎么做？
So if you were able to turn back the clock, what would you do then?
你会怎么做呢？ 回去20年前。
So if you go back to 20 years ago, today, what would you have done?
我卖涂料，全部卖到完，我就买 Amazon 就好了。
So I might have sold everything I've owned and just put everything in Amazon.
20年后就哇发达了。
And then you'd be very wealthy 20 years later.
所以香港人就有一句话。
So there's a slang, a jingle in Hong Kong.
有早知就冇刻意啊。
So loosely translated, it means if I had known, I would have done this or that, or might not have done this or that.
这个是我从安伟弟兄学的，有早知就冇刻意啊。 意思就是说，所以这个乞丐跟这个富人的差别呢，就在于你能不能够想象得出这个种子最后的。 终止是什么？那个差别在哪里？
So the difference between the wealthy and the poor lies in this ability to ascertain the difference between the future value and the present value of what we are seeing.
今天我有一个任务,
and this Pastor Xiao has this mission this morning.
就是要让大家能够大开眼界,
to open all of our eyes.
因为我们的眼界到哪里, 我们做的也就会到哪里。
Because we will basically do where our eyes will take us.
能够从种子的价值 的现值看到最后天国的终止。
To be able to see the future value of this kingdom of heaven from the present value of this mustard seed.
大家想大开眼界吗?
Would everyone like to widen your vision or horizon?
想看吗?
Anyone?
旧的宝贝，我刚才说了，就是在旧约里面的天国。
The treasure of the old is the kingdom of heaven in the Old Testament.
新的宝贝 其实现在就是一颗种子。
The treasure of the new is in fact just a grain of seed.
这个种子就是关于耶稣基督的福音。
And this seed has to do with the gospel of Jesus.
保罗就这样子形容这个世界。
And Paul describes it this way.
他说耶稣已经从死里复活，成了睡了的人，他是那个出熟的果子。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
这就表明呢，耶稣是第一颗的种子，第一颗的果子，这个是这个意思。
This clearly indicates that Jesus Christ is the first fruit.
而这第二一颗果子呢，就成为了这个新约天国的开始。
And this first fruit marked the beginning of the kingdom of heaven in the New Testament.
保罗说，出熟的果子是基督，可是这以后在他来的时候，在他以后来的时候。 在他后面来的意思了，那些属基就是那些属基督的人。
But in each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and then when Christ comes, those who belong to him.
所以天国的开始确实很小的，你只有看到只有耶稣基督。
So at the genesis of this kingdom of heaven, it was something quite insignificant. You can only see Jesus Christ.
可是这个果子会越来越多，越来越多。
But these fruits will continue to multiply.
因为耶稣有门徒。
Because Jesus has disciples.
有门徒的门徒。
And there will be disciples of these disciples.
有门徒的门徒的门徒的门徒。
And so forth and so on.
不断的倍增。
Continuously compounding.
然后保罗说， 在后末期来到的时候，这时耶稣即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把这个国交于神。Then
comes the end when he hands over the kingdom to the God the Father, when he has brought to an end all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet.
他说，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Because for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet.
开始这个种子看起来是不起眼的。
At the very beginning, this seed looks quite insignificant, very inconspicuous.
你只看它的现值的话，你说，哎，这个现值不多嘛。
And if you look at just the present value, it looks just very, very low present value.
但其实这个天国的宗旨呢，却是把天上地下所有的权柄都交在耶稣那里。
But the future value of this is referring to all authority on heaven and earth lying with Jesus.
所以我们今天一定要大开眼界。
And therefore this morning we have to widen our vision, widen our horizon.
我们的眼界一定要不同。
We have to have a different vision.
因为凡属基督的就是像这个福音的种子一样。
Because those who belong to Christ are similar, akin to the seeds of the gospel.
能够种在好地上的呢，使人听到明白了。 结果结果子的时候是100倍、60倍、30倍的都有。
And sown on good soil, this is the person who hears the word and understands. He bears fruit, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个天国是抽象的吗？是遥远的吗？不是。
So brothers and sisters, is this heaven, kingdom of heaven far removed from us? Is this really that abstract at all?
不是的。
Not at all.
因为天国就在眼前。
Because this kingdom of heaven is right in front of us.
重点只是你看到的呢，只是天国的现值。
A crucial point being, you're only able to see the present value of this kingdom of heaven.
所以问题就是你看到这个种子的时候，你是什么反应？
I think the crux being, what's your reaction after seeing the seed?
如果你的眼界只是你看到种子的时候只有种子，你看不到未来，那当然你就没有什么反应。
Therefore, if you could only see the seed in its present form, not its future form, future value, of course there'll be no responses.
可是如果你的眼界是可以从种子看到将来天国的荣耀，那当然就是放弃所有的，就为得到这个种子。
But if your vision allows you to glean through this seed, the glory of kingdom of heaven in the future, that therefore you'll be able to give everything up in exchange for the seed.
我想马太记录这些的时候，让我们看到这些的时候，其实形容的就是他自己的故事来的。
I think when Matthew tries to share with us this story, I think it's very much a story of his own life.
他当然是有这个碰运气的部分。
And certainly he was blessed in certain ways.
因为我们知道是耶稣去找到他，不是他去找耶稣。
Because Jesus actually sought him out first, and not the other way around.
你可以形容说他就好像那个是无意间挖到宝这样，哦，捡到，哇！
You could say that he very unintentionally had discovered this treasure.
是，所以，可是呢，当他那时候就开始去跟从耶稣的时候。
However, ever since he started following Jesus,
他跟从了耶稣，他就不断的看。 不断的揣摩，这个也有他的用心的部分。But you're
still constantly trying to figure this Jesus out.
他就像那个商人这样子，不断的去找去看，看是不是耶稣是真的是那个有价值、价值连城的那个珠子。He
was constantly trying to figure him out, trying to ascertain whether Jesus was a real deal, whether he is a valuable pearl.
然后就发现了耶稣不但是和税吏和罪人呢一起的来吃。
And they discovered that Jesus not only ate with tax collectors and sinners,
特别在马太福音里面还记录了这样的一句话,
but particularly in the Gospel of Matthew, this phrase was recorded.
他说经上说我喜爱怜悯不喜爱祭祀,这句话的意思我要你们去揣摩。
Jesus specifically said this, I want mercy and not sacrifice. You go and learn what this saying means.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
For I did not come to call the righteous but sinners.
我们知道跟随耶稣的 门徒当中呢，有些离弃他。
We know that among Jesus' disciples, there are some who had abandoned him.
有些出卖他。
Some who had betrayed them.
可是我们知道，马太是认定耶稣一直到底的。
But we know that Matthew firmly believed and followed Jesus to the very end.
所以马太就是真的是放弃一切，就把自己完全的投资在这颗种子耶稣身上。
I think we could say that Matthew gave everything up and invested all of himself in Jesus.
这就是马太的眼界。
And this was Matthew's vision.
同样的，彼得在耶稣的身上找到了弥赛亚。
And similarly, in Jesus, Peter found the Messiah.
多疑的多马呢，在耶稣身上找到了复活的真理。
And the doubting Thomas discovered in Jesus the truth of the resurrection.
使徒当中那个奋锐党的这个西门呢，在耶稣身上找到了那个天国国度的永恒。
And in Jesus, Simon the Zealot found the eternal nature of the kingdom of heaven.
马太这个罪人呢？在耶稣那里找到了这个怜悯的价值。
Matthew, this sinner, saw in Jesus the present value of mercy and compassion.
而从这个耶稣对他的怜悯，他最后意识到，原来神就借着这样的一份的怜悯，通过耶稣可以挽回全人类。
And I think Matthew appreciated that through all this Jesus had done, God can redeem all of mankind.
这是马太的眼界。
And this is Matthew's vision.
不过今天我要问大家一个问题。
But this morning I want to ask everyone a question.
你有想过你在寻找什么吗？
Have you thought about what exactly you're looking for?
因为如果你没有，你心里面没有想找什么东西的话，
Because in your heart, if you're truly not looking for anything,
你看到有价值的东西，可能你都不在乎吧。
Perhaps you will not care even though you have come across something that's valuable.
你没有那个，哦，找到了，我终于找到了，我终于看到的那种喜悦，你没有，因为你根本就，你没有在找啊。
Because you're not looking, therefore even if you come across something valuable, you will not experience the joy of finding something valuable.
门徒们，他们有要的，他们要弥赛亚，他们要国度，他们要怜悯，他们要神。当他们看到的时候，找到，哦，原来是我找到了，哈利路亚。
And the disciples actually had something they're looking for. They're looking for the Messiah. They're looking for the kingdom of heaven. They're looking for compassion. And therefore, when they found it, they experienced joy.
他们可以从种子看到他们最后的那个国度，所以他们喜悦。他们说找到了，这个我要。
And therefore, they were able to see this kingdom of heaven from this seat. And when they found it, they experienced significant joy.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你们所寻找的是天国。
Brothers and sisters, I hope what you're looking for is the kingdom of heaven.
在这个天国的世界里面，人与人的关系能够和好。
This realm of the kingdom of heaven is about harmonious relationships between men.
人和这个世界的关系能够和好。
The harmonious relationships between men and the world. Reconciliation of relationships between men and the world.
人跟人就算再破碎，他们能够和好。
A reconciliations amongst men.
人跟这个世界，你想象我们现在跟这个世界的关系，可是我们期盼的是这样的一个世界，我们就算再糟蹋了，有一天我们能够和好。
That we be able to reconcile with this world at some point in time in the future.
我们人与上帝的关系能够和好。
And certainly reconciliations between men and God.
这个撒网的比喻告诉我们这个事情。
And this parable on the kingdom of heaven reminded us of this.
这个世界是会朝向一个终点的。
And the world that we're in, we're bound for a destination.
有一天我们会有审判的一天。
And we'll face judgment one day.
犹太人对于饮食他们是很讲究的，他们要照着律法来做。
So when it comes to food and beverages, the Jews have to abide by the stipulations in their laws.
所以他们抓来的这些海鲜类呢，他们必须分辨，分类可以吃的和不可以吃的。
So any seafood that the Jews have caught, they have to sort them out into those that could be eaten and those that could not.
所以耶稣就用这样的一个比喻来形容审判之日的时候呢，神也要同样的分类义人。跟罪人
and Jesus had used this in a parable. Basically, on judgment day, God would do the same, trying to siphon out the righteous from the evil.
义人不是说是什么大善人啊，圣人啊之类， 义人的意思呢，我们从马太福音就知道，就是一个甘心乐意顺服神的旨意的人。
By the righteous, we're not referring to the philanthropists, the saints. We're simply referring to people who are willing and unquestionably follow God's will.
恶人不是罪人哦，恶人，恶人呢是那个背逆神，明知道神的审判，可是还是抗衡到底的人。
This distinction between the wicked and the sinners: the wicked rebel against God, and even though they're aware of God's judgment, they rebel against God to the very end and resist them.
弟兄姐妹，既然我们听到了福音
，Brothers and sisters, since we have heard the gospel,
我们知道神的旨意、神的天国的意象是什么。
And we know what God's vision of this kingdom of heaven is.
我们就不可以再否认说我们跟耶稣是没有关系。
We can therefore no longer deny that we have nothing to do with Jesus.
我们顺服，我们要这个天国，我们是义人。
If we obey, we want this kingdom of heaven, we are righteous.
如果我们背逆说不要，我不要和好，只能说我们就是恶人。
Then, and therefore, if we rebel, we do not want to reconcile, we are wicked.
天国的将来是没有旁观者的。
The kingdom of heaven in the future, there will be no in between us, there will be no bystanders.
弟兄姐妹，今天我给你们大开眼界，你们的眼睛有福了，因为你们看见了。
Brothers and sisters, your eyes are blessed this morning because you see.
你们的耳朵是有福的，因为你们听见了。
Your ears as well because you hear.
问题是你们看见了，听见了，你们今天好大的福气，你们要做什么？
The question is, what are you going to do with this blessings that you have this morning? What are you going to do exactly?
我想每个人如果看到了一个种子，你说好，麦图，我要投资。
So I guess for each of us, when we see the seed, I think the manner in which we respond, some of us might say, we are not going to wait, we're just going to invest.
可是我们每一个人的投资的方式都可以很不一样。
But the manner in which we invest perhaps could be very different across all of us.
有些人就说好，我愿意全时间。
And some of us would say, I'm willing to commit full time.
有做牧师的，有做干事的，有做宣教士。
Some of us will become pastors, directors, or evangelists.
其他人投资的方式可能是他们就全心全意、很积极的关怀人。
And some of us might invest by very proactively and energetically caring for others.
他们也可以传福音，都好。
They spread the gospel, all good.
这些都是让人能够和好的事情。
And these are all very feasible means to basically help this reconciliation process.
这些都是可行的回应的方式。
And these are all feasible means to respond.
唯一不可以做的事情
the only unacceptable mean is
唯一不可以做的事情是你看清你自己，不可以。唯独这个不可以。
The only unacceptable thing to do is to underestimate yourself.
因为如果我们看清自己的时候，我们等于就是看清福音，看清神的大能。
Because if we underestimate ourselves, we are in effect underestimating God's gospel as well as underestimating His power and strength.
就在下一段的经文里面，我们看到拿撒勒乡村里面的人呢，他们看清耶稣基督。
It's similar to the passage that that will come out next.About Jesus' hometown, the Nazarenes underestimating Jesus.
因为他们看到耶稣的时候，他们只看到现值，却看不到种子。
Because when they see Jesus, they only see his present value, not the future value.
因为如果我们说我们是属基督的人
，Because when we say that we are of Christ,
告诉大家吧，我们的现值跟种子已经是不再一样了。
That the way we look at future and present value should not be the same.
因为当我们服侍的时候，就是神自己要工作。
Because when we serve, God is co-working with us.
当我们行善的时候，我们分享的是神那无限的爱。
Because through our acts of compassion, we're sharing God's infinite love.
当我们去传福音的时候，就是神自己在收割。
Because when we spread the gospel, God Himself is sowing the seeds and reaping the harvest.
我们不管今天听到了这个福音，你要有什么样的投资方式都可以。
Regardless of the manner in which you decide to invest after hearing the gospel this morning, they're all okay.
什么样子的福音工作都好，只要是能够让人与人、人与神、人与世界的关系和好的工作都好。
All works of the gospel are acceptable as long as it results in reconciliation between men and the world and between men and God.
只有一样不能做。
Only one thing you cannot do.
大家记得是什么吗？什么东西不可以做？
What's the one thing you cannot do?
什么不可以?
What can you not do?
不可以看清自己。
Please do not underestimate yourself.
我们是与耶稣基督联合，我们应该是充满着信心的。
Because we are with Christ, and therefore we should be with strong faith.
因为我们从福音里面，我们就已经看到未来了。
Because through the gospel, we can see the future.
天国的事情是我们每一个人的使命。
This matter pertaining to the kingdom of heaven is each and the mission for each and every one of us.
我们在今年的六号一战里面，我们定下了一个金句。
And there's a quotable quote for the camp, church camp this year in June.
我们引用了提摩太后书第二章第二十一节。
It's taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做尊贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So if everyone, if someone cleanses himself of such behavior, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart, useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
我就问教牧团说，如果这个是我们今年六号驿站所定下来的主题，我们希望通过这个六号驿站以后，我们想要看到的禧年堂的群体是一个怎么样的群体？
So Pastor Xiaowei asked the pastoral team, so if this is the theme of the camp this year, after this year's camp, what sort of congregation would you like to see here in Jubilee?
他们就告诉我，他们希望看到的呢，是我们都被主所用。
They replied saying that we hope that all of us will be at God's disposal.
我们圣洁，可是我们是可以亲近人的。
And we can be close to people.
我们能够成为别人的祝福。
And we can be a blessing to others.
我们就像一个祭司一样。
We're like a priest.
我们能够使人与人的关系和好。
We can help bring about reconciliations between men.
我们可以使人和世界的关系和好。
Reconciliation between men and the world.
我们像祭司一样，能够使人跟上帝的关系和好。
And like priests, we can bring about reconciliation between men and God.
人家就会见证说，
And others will witness and say this.
我们的关系本来弄僵了，不过幸好有你与我们同在。
Our relationships were on a very rough patch, but thankfully you are here.
这个地方，这个我们这块地，我们本来以为是无药可救了。
And this piece of land that we had, we thought could no longer be salvaged.
不过还好有你与我们同在。
But thankfully, you're here with us.
这就是祭司的工作。
And this is the work of the priest.
或者这个人会说， 我本来以为神已经是不要我了。
Or this person could say, I thought God had abandoned me.
我要说，还好有你与我们同在。
But thankfully, you're here with me.
弟兄姐妹， 这个就是我们的教牧， 对于我们喜年堂群体每一个人，
And brothers and sisters, this is the dream, the aspiration that the pastoral team has for each and every one of us here at Jubilee.
而希望天国的种子开花结果的时候，
And this the time is ripe for the fruits of the kingdom of heaven to bloom.
就是看到这样的情形，人与人的关系和好，人与世界的关系和好。
And therefore, reconciliations between men and the world, and between men and God.
我们希望真的神的怜悯和智慧能够引导我们，使我们每一个人都能够做这个合用主的器皿。
We hope that God's compassion, mercy, and wisdom will continue to guide us to be vessels suitable for Him.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，愿主你引领我们，带领我们，在这新的一年里面，有主你。 引领我们，叫我们都能够成为别人的祝福。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。